Part 3. Questions and Answers.
Hello, Neo.
How do you know that name?
I know a lot about you.
Who are you?
My name is Trinity.
Trinity.
I know why you're here, Neo. I know what you've been doing. I know why you hardly sleep. Why you live alone and why night after night you sit at your computer. You're looking for him. I know because I was once looking for the same thing. And when he found me, he told me I wasn't really looking for him. I was looking for an answer. It's the question that drives us, Neo. It's the question that brought you here.
Preface to Part 3. Robert Sheinfeld says, when you move into the second half of the human game, which he calls Phase 2, there's no point anymore to ask why. And there are some good reasons for that. You cannot think your way out of this game. It isn't a matter of understanding, but of feeling. Asking why can often be a diversion, a distraction from doing the process itself. And the answer to why really doesn't matter and won't change anything. It's true that once inside your cocoon, there really is only one answer to the question why, because your infinite eye has created it that way for you as a gift. On the other hand, we seem to be very curious as players, and why can be something that excites and interests us. Nothing wrong with that. Besides, since you've gotten this far in the book, you're well aware we're talking about a new and very radical approach to life, one that is often the opposite of everything we were taught while in the movie theater. So, for me, it's totally understandable and very legitimate to ask various questions, to better understand how this new model works, to be clear about how it is different from anything else you've ever encountered, and to more easily let go of previous false knowledge by seeing there are new and viable alternative ways to answer the most important questions that occupy our thoughts. I also think "don't ask why" can be used as a cop-out sometimes, to avoid having to come up with answers to the tough questions. Any model that's worth its salt should be able to logically and consistently withstand all kinds of scrutiny. So I welcome all legitimate questions, and by legitimate I mean the question comes from a sincere desire to learn and fill in some gaps in understanding this new model, or questions that result from the actual testing of the model in operation. Questions coming from the ego, from Maya, from an attitude of proving me wrong, or simply to intellectually debate, have no interest for me. They're always just another attempt to justify some judgment or belief formed while inside the movie theater. In the following pages, then, you will find some of the questions I had and have been asked, and the answers I came up with from my own research and experience as a scout. Some of the answers will be very short. Others will fill a normal-sized chapter. None of the answers should be taken as truth. They are simply the most logical, consistent, and best guesses I can find, especially since some deal with questions about the other side of the field, which we can never know with any certainty. If they aren't the truth, then at least they serve the purpose of demonstrating there are logical alternatives to the old and inconsistent and contradictory answers we believed for so long. The main point is to realize there are other answers to our burning questions about life that make sense, that this model is complete and workable and consistent with the latest findings in quantum physics, and that we can begin to let go of the old belief systems that kept us limited and go totally radical.